That morning was already shaping up to be a pretty busy news day. There were a number of events scheduled to start right at 11. Bellamy Palethorpe was out on assignment.
On the morning of the earthquake, I was covering a press conference on the 51st floor of a downtown Seattle skyscraper, 2 Union Square.
The U.S. Coast Guard was there to announce a big drug bust at sea. But then this happened. The earthquake.
And it was amazing. It was like being on a ship at sea or something, you know, with rough weather. It was it just sort of the building swayed back and forth, and you really felt like you were going back and forth in a big wave. I remember huddling into a door jam with a bunch of other reporters.
Rock and roll was here to stay.
Is this part of the press conference?
A few blocks away, Jennifer Wing was in the old Seattle City Hall, which has since been demolished, when things started to shake. She was there for a press conference. The mayor was about to address the death of a young man at a Mardi Gras riot in Pioneer Square the night before. At first, when things started to move, Jennifer says it felt like a Mack truck had hit the building, but she quickly realized what was actually going on.
And I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified. I thought I was going to die. Instead of diving under the table, I bolted for the exit, 12 stories up, and I'm like, oh, where are the stairs?
She says, luckily, a woman grabbed her and brought her back into the room and held on to her as they sheltered in a doorway. Standing right next to her was a reporter from Cairo 7.
And he is live. He is ready to go, and he is yelling at the station through his earpiece to go to him.
Earthquake, get on the air now, get on the air. Let's go.
And he does this great live shot.
This is Brian Wood live in downtown Seattle on the 12th floor of the mayor's conference room. We were waiting for a news conference when it hit.
As the room stopped moving so much and things started to calm down just a little bit, the first person he turned to get reaction was me. And I had nothing interesting to say. I was in total and complete shock.
There's lots of TV video recorded at that time that you can find on YouTube. That's because the cameras were rolling at events all over the region. You can watch as the chandeliers swing and pandemonium breaks out in a downtown hotel ballroom where Bill Gates is in the middle of demonstrating new technology to a room full of teachers. In the Tacoma Dome, it happened in the middle of a high school basketball tournament.
Please remain calm. Please remain calm.
And the legislature was in session in Olympia, the closest city to the epicenter. Inside the Capitol building, you see people running down marble hallways after the quake hits. Tom Bonsi wasn't far away in the Capitol press house.
Boy, did our historic wood frame building rock and roll. I'm ashamed to admit I made a mistake in the midst of the shaking by following outdated advice to go stand in a doorway.
Now they say rather than a doorway, under a table is your best bet. Tom says after the shaking stopped and his heart stopped racing, he walked over to the Capitol.
Me and others who were there gazing up at the magnificent dome could see a big crack on the outside. And man, 20 years later, I still shudder to think about the what-ifs.
Remarkably, although there were injuries, no one died directly from the quake. I think a lot of us who went through it do feel kind of like we dodged a bullet. I wrote out the quake under a table in our former newsroom on the 8th floor of an old brick building. I have to admit, I don't have an emergency kit at the ready the way I should. But to this day, I never enter a room without thinking, what would I do in this moment if the big one hit? Paula Whistle, KNKX News.